A good tovach, everyone. I'd like to share two beautiful thoughts on this week's parsha, Teres Avos, the Slonima Rabbeim. Es achai anochi mevakesh. So I'm searching my brothers, and the deep thought behind this is that I'm searching the unity with my brothers. So he writes here, this is from the Slonima Rabbeim. This is from the original Slonima Rebbe. Ali de Yischarbis Achim, es achai, when I connect with my brothers, with Klal Yisrael, zeicha lekabala satayra, yezeicha to the true kabala satayra, ulahakir es anoichi Hashem alaykecha, and to recognize anoichi Hashem alaykecha. That's a beautiful vart, and it's a yesoidistic vart. It's connected to, of course, the drasha we learn of Ayichan, before Matan Torah, Ayichan, they camped together as one, Eloshin Yachid, Kishachad, Leivachad. The Achdus is only the way to get to true Kabbalah Satayra. The Bein Adon L'Chaveroi is not separate from the Bein Adon L'Mokim, it's all one. So as Och Achai, my brothers, through searching my brothers, Anoichi Avakesh, I will get to the Anoichi. Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. You'll get to know Hashem if you love every Yid. V'haftel Riacha Kamoicha is loving a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's one and the same. So that's one Yisite. Another beautiful site he brings up from Moshe Mikovrin. Beautiful Slonim brings this out in many of their Rabbeim bring this Vart down. But this was saying of the big day, this is when the Nisayin of with Eishes Patifa happened. She grabbed his clothing. So he teaches here, I'm not going to read it word by word over here, in the PDF over here, but you should look into it, it's beautiful. But this Paseo Bibigdai, what happens is when a person does something wrong, or feels low, or falls into a yush, he writes, and the abbreviation is Marashchaira, Aide Bigdai. The word Bigdai could mean clothing, but Bibigdai also means betrayal. Bibigdai ba, when he betrayed her, it's a betrayal. So what happens, which means negative actions that you betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. So what happens is that a person, when he is on a down, he fell in something, or he feels bad about himself about something. So Vatis B'Seyu, the Yetzirah comes and grabs Bevigdai in his betrayal, in his loneliness, and basically says that, Shechveimi, just go down and do whatever you all these averis, because matoil shuv la'avodas Hashem. What is the avoda worth? It's not worth anything. You betrayed Hashem. You're on a low level. You're a nothing. So that's what she did, and this is a what Eishes Patifa symbolizes the Yetzirah here. Vatis b'seyu, she grabbed on b'vigdai in his beged, in whatever betrayal, in the loneliness. You're far away from your avos, your mitzrayim. You're on a low madrega. Right? But the idea is, ach, mishu hu pikeach, if someone's a pikeach, you're mekayim what Yosef did. Vayazid bigdoy etzel, you leave that cloak. So push-up shot means that Yosef escaped by getting out of that beged and running out and leaving the beged by her. But here it's vayazid bigdoy etzel, not just leaving the clothing, the jacket or whatever was with her, but vayazid bigdoy, he left all his beged, he left all his betrayal, he left all that negativity. All that negativity, you're a nothing, you're a nobody, your tshuva won't be niskabel, or whatever it is. No, nothing. He left everything. Sanasa means whatever happened in the past. I'm not answering you. I'm not answering you. That's basically what happens. Every time the Yetzer tries to nag you that you're a nobody, so you might as well do, you know, just enjoy life or just fall into whatever you're falling into. No, this tshuva. Ma'ata mekavel ani alatzmi. I'm going to accept on myself. Oil malchus shamayim. Lavedai say yisbar to serve a kadosh baruch hu. And vayidei zeh. And through this, hayonas mimenu mipitoyev. You'll get away. You'll run away from the atzas yetzahara. The Sukkos David, the Rav David Kfiat Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Also, he had a connection with Slonim. He always used to say this to Dvar Torah, this vart, which is a very, very yesidistic vart. The Yetzirah goes in two ways. Bofaneinu macharenu. Sometimes, yes, he throws in you some arrogance. He throws in you a certain degree of ego and saying you're a big person. You're special. You're important in a negative way to get you to do averis and to be pyrek oyel malchus shamayim. That's one way the Yetzirah traps a person. But in our generation, with many of us, we have the opposite problem. He grabs us bebigdai, but this beseo bebigdai. That is what's happening in our door. He grabs in our betrayals. He grabs in our lowliness. He grabs in our sins. He grabs in the things that we did wrong. Lahapiloi beyush, to fall into yush. And she's grabbing on to that betrayal. And the Yetzer Hara does not let go. It's not the Aveira itself. It's what happens, the Harata. You're supposed to have Harata on Aveira, but it has to be a guilt to a certain degree that spurs you on to move out of it and to serve Hashem with Simcha afterwards. You have to be Maimon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his tshuva. So when you did tshuva ready for things, and the Yetzer Hara is still trying to grab you and say you didn't do tshuva, your tshuva was not in this kabbal, and I'm holding on to your betrayals. Shichva ime, do whatever you want now because you're lost anyway. Nothing's going to come of you. You don't listen to him. Vayonas vayaze bigdoy etzla. Leave that beged by the Yetzer Hara. Leave all that betrayal business by the Yetzer Hara. Leave all that regret to the Yetzer Hara. You already did your tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. He's niskabel your tshuva. And not only that, it turns into mitzvahs, it turns into zchuyos, and you go further and you go on and you continue on in your path in Avodas Hashem. And don't give up and keep on going with a simcha. Especially now, Chanukah, the Ora Chanukah, goes even down the Matam Asar Tfachim, and the Shechin is there with us, and it's days of tremendous chesed, Bezaz Hashem. May we all be zoicha to a lichtecha Chanukah, a beautiful Chanukah. Chanukah, the Aragonas, the secrets of Torah within it, the Tfilis by the Neres Chanukah is niskabel by everybody. And I know women do that by Ner Shabbos special Tfilis, and that's their special time. But Ner Chanukah also, in the privacy of your own home, both men and women to daven by the Neres Chanukah. Yimal Hashem kol mashalas lipcha yit l'toiv, Hashem should give all your mashalas, all your tefillas should be niskabel in the most beautiful way. And that should bring special yeshuas and brachas to your own personal lives and your mishpachas and to all of Klal Yisrael. Gutavach.